you remember. And he is in a lot of difficulty. I'm not happy about the fact that he's in difficulty, but Mayor Moscone has been charged with accepting $10,000 bribe from Hughes Air West just before becoming mayor. It was all done in rumor form. He had no idea who was making the accusations, but suddenly there was a question of investigation now by the FBI. There's an article on it attached. Of course, one's usual mentality perks up, knowing we had expected he might be approached by the conspiracy to work against us. With a fair degree of confidence that he would not, but based on the past, they come and get you anyway. Whatever he did, if he gave them assistance or didn't give them assistance about us, he certainly didn't give us any active support. Anyway, he's being set up to be the next one to be destroyed in USA. Note, the biggest airline crash in U.S. history, the PSA plane, collided with a small plane over San Diego. Scheduled to be on board were Lieutenant Governor Dimely and our attorney, Charles Gary. Just last-minute changes kept them from being on the plane, which killed where everyone was killed. No one was left alive. Huey Newton was found innocent of assault, but guilty of being a felon in possession of a gun. News reported he went berserk in the courtroom, yelling at the judge, calling the judge a racist, and had to be forcibly restrained and put behind bars. But Hugh and Fortune and Andy were there, said Huey was really eloquent. He was speaking out against the system. It wasn't like that at all. We always know how newspapers tell things. They never tell the truth. Never tell the truth. It is a bad time for gays, as all the states of the Union are coming out against them. The world has gone crazy in America. 61% favor that all gays should not hold employment. 83% of the United States people want death penalties returned. That's quite a situation we face. Anyway, I see no more particularly important things. I think that this will give you something to think about, and I hope you think about liberating our people, working harder because we get our work hours down to 8. If you just pick up your pace and do as much in 8 hours as you would do in 10, we'll have it done. I love you very, very dearly. Take care. Attention, attention. We're to work up to the 6 o'clock hour with as much enthusiasm. We're going to call up those that come in off their duties before work time relief, and those are being observed who do not use their fly swatters. Remember, at 7:45, we begin the news review, which they did so beautifully by screen and words the night before. Then, at 8:45, we'll have a brief Russian. It'll probably go to 9:30. Then the film Sounder, remarkably, beautifully portrayed black film. For Hollywood, it certainly is one of the superior. Thank you and much love. Yes. Furthermore, the USSR Constitution will be now playing in 5 minutes under the library pavilion, and it will play till 6, giving people some time to catch a review of Jerry, who does it beautifully. I heard her voice all day long, not being able to sleep, but that was one of the pleasant things I heard, her giving the rendition of the Constitution of the Vanguard of Freedom, the Soviet Union. So that it will begin also within 5 minutes, and will continue upwards of 7 o'clock. I would say, yes, upwards of 7 o'clock if anyone needs it. The Constitution under the library pavilion. The news will be played under the theater pavilion Then, at 7:45, they will review it with the flashboard, the projection screen. And it's a nice way of doing it, breaking it down for you, so you can get things in a perspective, where countries are, a little their history, what the political situation is. It helps you. I was very pleased with the demonstration the other night. I listened to every word of it. So, if you will, follow that procedure tonight. Then after that, at 9:15, will be the Soviet, the Russian language, and then perhaps in 45 minutes, we will proceed with Sounder. 45 minutes, no later than an hour. Thank you so much. Much love. Attention, attention. A bit of good news, to say the least. Months and months ago, at the beginning, I wanted Charles Gary to put the magazine on notice when we knew that they were plotting with members of the government, big oil companies, not to print any lies about us. But he refused to do so. All Mr. Firth, who was working with him, was to make one statement about malice, and that phrase that we didn't want about guns was taken out. I asked Dr. Mark Lane, world-renowned author, lecturer, lawyer, I asked him to get up from his dining seat and go into the radio and tell his secretary to immediately put on notice that we would sue National Enquirer and we would sue New West for malice if they printed one more word. He was humble enough to do what I told him to do, and both periodicals are kissing our rear right now. None of them are going to print, those two are not going to print one word against us. That shows you the difference of people who will listen. You all ought to listen to one another, and certainly you ought to listen to me, because there I had the difference between a lot of pain. Some of your relatives would have caused you a lot of pain if those articles of lies had been put in there. Thank you, and I love you.